Good for you, everybody.
Good for you. When you weigh out your left and your right, you can always belly bump them. So I'm going to belly bump them into the next thing.
Now, George, I would like to really see you in the ring one time hit someone with your stomach. Come on.
I do all the time.
No, when they're in close, have you ever really
they rush me, and that's why they're afraid of me. They won't charge me. They know I'll bump them. Worst thing you can do is box a left-hander.
Why is that?
Because they're put on backwards as it is in the ring. And they seem to just hit you when you just have your defense up. They go and hit you in the wrong spot, and you now, charge them and you miss. It's humiliating.
Well, I mean, what if you were to box, practice boxing in a mirror? Wouldn't that prepare you properly?
That's a great idea.
I wasn't born yesterday. Who are you fighting next?
I think I'm going to take this guy here. I heard he's going to...
Hank?
Hank is getting ready to drop his contract, so I may as well get him.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, let me say for the fifth time this week that Hank is not leaving the network. He is in contract negotiations. He is not leaving the show. He's in contract... He is in negotiations with the network, and I'm sure that they will work something out.
Yes, well, we hope they'll work something out. But, George, you'll agree with me. I don't think I should cave in, right?
No, not at all. Belly bump or do something.
Boy, oh boy, Chef Paul Scumbo was incredibly strong.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chef.
Steam coming out of my ass, Artie. I swear to God, every time we have a chef on, does he have to make something?
Well, you could sit and talk to them. You think that'd be less painful?
Nice show, boys. Nice show.
Chef, good to see you there.
How are you?
Thanks, Phil, trying to steal you guys blind?
Well, at the moment, the latest demand is a golf cart to drive around the studio.
Oh, listen, poor, deluded bastard.
Chef, I don't want to hear any more about these negotiations. Just resolve it, will you, please?
Well, I wish I could tell you that it was resolved, but Hank's being a little rough this time. Says he's ready to leave the show. Says he's got other offers. Because basically, that's exactly what you two guys do when you're renegotiating your contract.
Wait a minute. I had an offer last year.
No.
I had that offer. I could have gone on after Nightline.
Shell believes you.
I don't know if he does,
Artie. Of course he does, Shell.
Absolutely. But listen, I'm trying to make Hank a happy man, but there's a financial line we cannot cross.
Thank you, Artie. Sorry, Shell.
So sorry. I know how much you hate all this contract talk.
No, it's not you, Shell. It's that gumbo. My dog wouldn't eat that shit.
Oh, sorry.
Artie. Good stuff. Hello, Mr. Davidoff.
Oh, please, Hank. It's Shell. You've called me Shell for 4 years now.
Yeah, well, when it comes to business, I gotta call you Mr. Davidoff. Don't take offense, Shell. Come on, walk with me. I'm in a hurry.
Hank, supposing.
Do you think that stain on the back of his pants is from the gumbo? I don't think so.
Syndication boys, huh?
There you go.
Do you think if I was 30 again that...
Artie, don't I have enough pressure on me with everything then to worry about what you were like when you were 30 and who you were dating?
Does the name Kim Novak mean anything to you? Huh?
Get out of here.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just cleaning out my office. I thought you might want this. It's autographed.
Yeah, but Kenny Stabler.
Kenny Stabler.
Played football.
Yeah, I know he played.
Basketball.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, I just didn't have any spare footballs hanging around when he was on the show, so it's the closest kind of ball I could find. So do you want it? Hell with it.
Hank, come on, Hank. You don't need to play this. I'm leaving the show game with me, please.
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words you said on the air tonight. The sentiment really touched me. And my stepmother was watching in Pittsburgh. Just hope it wasn't lost on the voice of the network.
You should thank Artie anyway. He's the one who wrote it. He just put it on the cards for me. I just read it off the cards.
Where it would have stayed had you not read it.
Well,
I'm glad I could help out.
Are you?
Of course I am, Hank.
Yeah?
What the hell was that?
Just flexing a little muscle there.
Flexing his muscle?
Yeah, Hank Kingsley will never leave the show.
Yeah, but what does he think he's worth, for God's sakes?
Oh, I have no idea. How do you place a value on a man who introduces Winona Judd as the Judd?
That was a low point even for him, wasn't it? I'm surprised she came out. She was... Jane Russell?
Gary? Artie? Were you two just talking about Hank?
No.
Because my ears were burning. Anyway, the staff is having a little going-away cake for Hank. It would be nice if you could join us. Okay?
Isn't he taking this a little seriously this time?
Oh, fuck it. It's free cake. You can't miss this.
All right.
Okay. This is going to be great. Okay, let me get it. Hank?
Is everybody there?
Yes.
Is Larry there?
Yes, I got everyone.
Great. Come on, sit. Yeah. White cake with coconut sprinkles.
Yes.
Great.
What did you do here? if someone invented a camera that could take snapshots of our feelings, I would take a picture of this moment and keep it in the wallet of my heart forever. Knowing most of you, has been a great pleasure, but the powers that be want to put a price on what we have here, and I'm afraid that price is just too low. And Hank Kingsley is not a man to cave in on what is just.
I see he goes right into the cruise director's store. Bet
your $100 is a telephone story.
You're on.
You know, this reminds me of when I was a cruise director.
Right.
On the Andropolis. Now, the Andropolis, let me fill you in, was a Greek liner. It was a luxury liner. What is this?
Well, every time we have a going away party for you, it's just too much of a downer. Everyone goes home sad because they don't want to see you go. So we
thought we'd spring for something a little more fun.
Well, this is too much. I mean, thank you. I had no idea that you and Phil could be so openly expressive about your affection. Thank you. I'm very very nice to meet you.
Meet me? You've done a hell of a lot more than meet me.
You know.
You asshole. That number you gave me was to some dry cleaners in Torrance.
Yeah, the area code got changed. I don't know.
Oh, bullshit. I am not your whore. Ah, need this gig anyhow.
No, that's fine. You know, it's just a
damn.
people see you in enough of those lawn furniture spots, they tend to fantasize about you. Come on, come on. Who wants cake, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, cake. Cake,
come on,
cake.
Marty.
Come on, come on. Come on. Hey, you two. Come on.
Does the LXE, is it different than the other?
Does it have a limited slip differential?
Huh?
Limited slip
differential. Does the LXE have a limited slip differential? Uh-huh. Well, if it's not available...
Is it an option?
Is it an option? Is it an option? The limited slip? No, no. So...
Ask about the next model.
What if... Does it have a... Does... Huh?
The next model.
Can I talk? Does the next model have the limited slip differential? It doesn't. Well, let me ask you this. What is this limited slip differential?
Listen, when you're up on a curb, you know, you have...
Why do I need this car anyway? I already have a car.
Because you deserve it. It's safer and it's classier.
I know he's right. I know he's right. May I call you back? Yeah. Maury Povich. Yeah. Thank you.
Well?
Big fan.
Oh,
I don't know.
What about it? You're going to get it?
Silver. That's all I know. I want a silver car. That's all I... What about Hank now?
He wants to see you alone.
Alone? What about Artie?
I'll go check.
Don't worry, Darlene. I was just leaving.
Don't leave me alone with Hank.
Oh, I'll be listening on the speakerphone. I'll be with you spiritually. Yeah.
Huh.
Want to see me?
Yeah. Want a Coke or something?
Sure, if you want me to have a Coke.
Good. One's on the top of the Okay.
Talked to Shell recently.
About anything in particular?
Well, about my hair weave. About my leaving.
No. Come on, Hank. Come on. You're not leaving. I know you're not going. Jeez. You know, in fact, Hank, what I was thinking was next year when we have the the going away party, let Artie and I take care of the strippers because we can probably find one that doesn't know you.
Okay. Okay, good. Come on, let's go. Come on. A woman I happen to have met pops out of a very large present. That's good. Come on, come on. Let's make fun of her.
Okay, Hank, I'm sorry.
No. In fact, why don't you just laugh in my face? I mean, you might as well do it now. You and Artie do it every time I turn my back.
That is not true, Hank.
She was half the judge! Now there's just one of them. So she is a judge. She is a single judge!
Mother was ill.
What about the time I chipped my tooth on the bathroom urinal? Huh? What the fuck is so comical about that?
It was a back tooth, Hank. I don't know how you did it. All right.
No, it's my fault. I really shouldn't be so angry about this.
Look.
Because you know what I'm really feeling? It hurts.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. It hurts me.
Hank.
When you guys do this.
Listen to me. You've had a really long week with this negotiation. I think you're overreacting a little. You cut one? What the hell is that? Whew! Well, you let one go, boy. Hello.
It's a speakerphone.
Nice try.
No, someone's listening to our conversation on the speakerphone.
You think someone's on the speakerphone? Someone on the speakerphone? Is someone listening, goddammit?
That's me, Larry. Author.
Artie, what are you doing on the speakerphone?
Oh, are you there with Hank?
Artie? I'm sitting right here with Hank in my office. How did you get on the phone?
I don't know. I have no idea how I got on the phone. I was eating a sandwich in my office, and suddenly I heard you guys.
Well, Artie, you clearly must have hit your elbow against the button, and you're now on the speakerphone.
Well, maybe, but how's my old buddy Hank?
We were in the middle of a conversation. I'm going to have to hang up on you now, Artie.
Gotcha.
That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Will you let me explain?
No, I won't. It's too late, my friend. I'm tired. I'm tired of being your personal village idiot. I'll see you later.
Tell us about your...
A baby?
Your baby.
I have a new baby who's 8 months old, who's, like, pretty amazing. I mean...
I don't know. They're happy for you.
I don't know if they're happy for me.
Or...
Oh, it's wonderful.
I don't know what it is.
I didn't actually have the baby, but my wife did. I mean, it'd be different if men carried the baby, wouldn't it? It'd be going like, yeah, I got things to do. Get it out! Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, okay, I see you. Come on.
Listen, let us take a break, and we'll come back after this this commercial, and we'll do more.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No, it's all right.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You come out of here.
Life, Robin, delightful. Sir, your mind is a national treasure.
Thanks. God.
Oh. Bullshit, how am I really doing?
Huh? You did great, really? Man. What are you doing? Yeah, come on, you're Robin Williams, for God's sakes. Are you on air of that?
No.
If I was you, I'd never ask how I was doing.
Really?
You look great. Come on.
Oh, man. If you were me, you wouldn't be wearing this suit, I guess.
Stop it. The suit is great.
Really? I don't look like an Irish pimp?
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm sorry, I was mean to Hank.
You weren't mean to Hank.
Yeah,
no one knows what that line is anymore. I don't know what the deal is.
Really?
Hank,
so easy.
Hank is sensitive. I can't tell you what you should and shouldn't do with Hank. We're going through a thing right now, as a matter of fact.
It's just too damn easy. It looks like a before from a haircut.
No, I can't go with you on that. I cannot. I've got a lot of moratorium.
Can I ask you a question?
I
never do this, but can you autograph this?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Jennifer, she's 6 years old.
Jennifer.
Wishes, or whatever.
Peter Pan.
What? Peter Pan, Mork, whatever. Or any...
More of you. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want me to sign that? Want me?
I'm sorry, I was in your face tonight. I'm really sorry.
No, what are you kidding? I mean, when you said that my head reminded you of your penis after a cold swim, I was honored. I mean, I think I would be a perfect foil for you.
You are.
I mean,
for anyone. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
What is that about? If I had said that to you, you'd have been pissed off. No, I'm
Gary,
insulted.
Yeah, well, you see, there's a difference. You see, number one...
It's Mork with a K, huh?
Right. It was on stage, you see. Number two, Robin isn't supposed to be a friend of mine. Number three, he didn't do it behind my back. And number four, all the time.
You know what? Okay, this is not...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Attention.
You should work this out. I've got to see somebody together. Do you think I should continue with my kid's penis? Do you think I should talk about that?
Why don't you do the... Go into the ass hunk, then we'll talk about why you got the beard.
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're not going to do Arsenio or Leno, are you?
I've got to.
Fucker.
Hey, it's a business. Get used to it. Blow me.
Welcome back. Robin Williams. And when we left, we were talking about your baby.
Yes, baby. And
8 months old?
8 months old, yeah.
And?
He's wonderful.
I
mean, he's hung like a field mouse. He's, I mean, you pop the diaper in. It's like a little sundial. Look. It's amazing. It's like you're going, whoa, yes.
Honey, what time is it?
Honey,
the baby.
Get the baby. Look, 3:00. Oh, it's 2:30 now. It's real cold.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I agree. I mean,
You're one of the greats. I mean, hell, man. You're a legend. But things are tough out there, kid. Times are bad, and the trend in talk shows today is not to have a sidekick.
Yeah, it is a dying art. But I've been having talks with Dick Cavett about the possibility of a co-host.
Cavett? What's he doing?
What's he doing, Artie? He has his own talk show on CNBC.
CNBC? What the hell's that? What's that mean?
Don't you know?
No, my TV stops at Channel 13 the way it's supposed to. What I'm trying to tell you is that, as far as sidekicks go, it's not exactly a seller's market.
Artie, I'm not going anywhere. I got the network by the balls on this one.
You do?
Yeah, I got a meeting with Sheldon right now. It's all going to be over in a half hour.
Good luck, buddy.
Well,
how'd it go?
Got a second, Hank? I just came in to apologize for some of the things I said to you a little earlier. Well, you sure do keep it dark in here, don't you? Still doing the spots, huh? What's wrong?
Network passed.
Network passed.
Network passed.
What did they say?
Oh, let's see. What did they say? They said, hey, you untalented, overpriced sidekick. You're just another piece of meat to us. So why don't you take what we gave you last year and be happy with that,
yeah.
You worthless piece of shit.
Well, look, you know, times are very hard right now. Maybe you should think about taking last year's salary.
Yeah, well, I can't do that, can I?
Why?
I mean, I can't. Well, why? Well, you see, I've just been on national TV, and I've just said, oh, well, Hank Kingsley will not cave in. So, I am fucked.
What does Artie have to say about
it? I don't know. I can't go to Artie. It's so embarrassing. I mean, it's going to be bad enough when this thing hits the front page of Variety. The second page, at least.
You know... You'd think they'd be pissed that you might take the Cavett thing.
What's wrong with you? Is there something wrong with
you? What are you talking
understand?
About? Is there something
wrong? No, Cavett. Do you hear me?
No, Cavett. You said there was
zip,
a Cavett
zip,
thing.
Zip,
no Cavett.
Zip on Cavett. I'm bluffing.
You were bluffing about
right,
Cavett.
Right. I mean, I'm doing the same thing that you did when you said that you had the offer from the other network.
I had another offer from the other network. That's why I had leverage. I was offered the spot after Nightline.
Oh, my God. I thought you were bluffing.
Shell.
Jesus, Larry. I could have gotten us a nice table at Musa's.
No, I didn't want anybody to see us, that's all.
Okay, but let's be quick because I have a breakfast with Fred Dry early in the morning.
Oh, boy. You must be so excited. I bet you won't sleep all night. Listen, Shell, what does Hank want exactly?
He wants a 5% raise. He wants gross percentage points. He wants 3 weeks additional paid vacation. And he wants a Hankmobile.
What's a Hankmobile?
It's that golf cart I told you about last week. I spun your own here.
All right, look, don't be so cutthroat with Hank, will you? Come on, make a deal. Let the man walk away with some dignity. Come on.
We're talking about business.
We're talking about Hank, for God's sakes, okay? Give him everything he wants, or you know what's going to happen? I'm off the show. I mean it. He goes, I go, Shell.
Oh, come off it.
I mean it.
Oh, I suppose you want another one of those fake going away parties?
You know what, Shell? I don't have to fake it. I can go on after Nightline anytime I want. Call Bob Iger over at ABC. He'll tell you.
It isn't going to work.
Well, Shell, you know what? Make it work. Because, you know, I love being here. I don't mean on these stairs. I mean, you know, the network.
Thank you.
Well, didn't know it was a mannequin. Look at that. This is great. This is yours. They must love you.
Yep, well, I told you I was going to get everything, huh?
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you.
Wow. You must be very pleased.
I am very pleased.
Did you get the salary bump? Oh.
Yes.
All right. What about the syndication points?
Well, you know, you see, the thing on the salary bump was so great that, you know, I felt I should give them something. So, you know, I don't need, you know, syndication points.
What about the vacation? 3 weeks?
Week and a half.
Great.
Fine.
Great. Good. And this, if they gave you this, this is gorgeous.
Yes.
Wow. What?
I had to pay for it myself, so, you know, I'd appreciate you won't tell anybody, okay? Great. Oh, Larry, and I want to thank you for going to bat for me. Really.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You don't know what I'm talking
about.
If I go, you go.
You know what you did that was smart? You got the white interior, cooler in the summer.
Yeah, you got a very different way of showing your love,
I've seen
don't you?
Men be burned in dark interiors. And
come on. Come on.
Hey, please.
Come
Please,
on.
You know how I feel about
come on.
This. You're going to kiss me this time.
No, come on. Come on.
Hank, you're on in 10 seconds.
All right. Okay. Listen, buddy. Now, park this by the, you know, the prop room. No joyriding, and I'll be back in 58 minutes exactly. All right? Yeah. Thank you.
Huh?
You're in your own moment, or is there
no, I'm more? Just, network is fucked, you
You're
know
You're not
that?
In your own moment.
No, I'm not in my own moment. I lay myself out on the line, and they still won't give Hank everything he wants. What the fuck is that?
Oh, the poor baby. Well, he seems happy.
That's not the issue. That is not the issue. I think the network would care enough about me to do exactly what I tell them to do. It's an insult, Artie. This is an insult.
Boy, you'd think they'd be nervous that you'd take that offer and go on after Nightline.
That is exactly my point.
And now...
Well, you did have that offer to go on after Nightline, didn't you?
Larry Sanders!
No.